I have no depth of suffering. I don't know ridicule. I don't know all the bad things. I haven't been punished by you all my life since I was 10 years old. I've been in every reform school you got across the country. Used to lay down and have to get my ass whipped till I couldn't walk. Tell me about the pain.
That's our fault. That's all.
No, it's no fault. Make strong, good pain. Understand pain. Not bad. Pain's not bad. It's good. It teaches you things. Like when you put your hand in fire, ow, you know not to do that again. Yeah, I understand that.
But how come you didn't?
That's the reason I never stick my hand in fire.
But it's excuse me. You've got what they put your hand in the fire since you were a little boy.
I have.
But you just told me a couple of minutes ago that on the 47th century, that's 34 behind bars. Now that is putting your hand in the fire. I don't know what it is. What's important is you could say that you learn by pain. That's the experience again. Don't put your hand back in the fire. Why you've been in prison for the last 34 to 47 years?
Raised me up, told me what to do, what was right and wrong, told me when to sit down, stand up. I just did everything I was told. You know, and I got to the end of it, and I just turned around and said, wow, you know. And then I went outside, and all these little kids got a hold of me and said, you better stop forgetting I'm born. We want to do this.
What?
I don't know what happened. I've been in jail all my life, man. I never went to vocational. You ever see me in vocational training, rehabilitation? I never play no rehabilitation. I sweep the floor in the kitchen. Go out and play handball. You're 10 years old in your world. I'm still a kid. I'm not going to grow up. I'm not going to go to college. How old are you in your world?
Forever.
Since breakfast. I can't remember.
I don't know what that means. Come on, I'll say something.
Yeah, it's on the spaceship.
How old are you in your world?
How old am I? I'm as old as my mother told me.
Your mother. Tell me about your mother.
My mother told me she worked on death row. They took that dude in the hatch. His head popped off, went down and flipped some stairs, rolled over by her. So I said, wow, that's far out there, Mom. But then when I got up on death row and self-surgery, it was 9 counts of murder, 1969. And I looked at her freedom, that guy with his head popping off that handkerchief. And I said to myself, oh, my goodness, what the hell am I doing here? I didn't know.